Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Hey there, and welcome to episode 56 of the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're listening in today. Do you find yourself wishing your prayer life was stronger? Mercy, I surely do. And if that's you too, you're in the right place. Today, I want to share with you three extraordinary promises to build your prayer life. These three promises from God can help us understand exactly how to improve and enjoy a stronger prayer life. And I say us because I haven't arrived at the prayer pinnacle by any stretch of the imagination. Before we dive in, I wanted to remind you that praying God's promises can be such a beautiful expression of prayer. When we remind God of His Word, He is pleased for two reasons. Number one, He's pleased that we know His Word. And number two, He is pleased to receive the glory in fulfilling His Word. Our first promise comes from Mark chapter 11. I want to read a lengthy passage to you. Well, it's six verses, beginning in Mark chapter 11, verse 19. When evening came, Jesus and His disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look!" Exclamation point. "The fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." The first extraordinary promise to build our prayer lives is that God will answer our prayers when we trust Him fully. Trusting God partially won't work, because true trust in God requires a complete surrender and reliance on Him. Trusting God partially means that we are still holding on to some aspect of control and relying on our own understanding. This leads to doubt, anxiety, and fear. I am the worst to be a holder of my own hope, right? And so God asks us to trust Him with everything. He asks us to trust Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And He promises us that He will take care of us and work all things together for our good if we trust Him. Romans 8:28. However, if we are trusting God only partially, we could miss out on all the blessing that He has in store for us. Now, I'm not saying preaching a prosperity gospel here. I just want to be clear about that. I don't believe that it is a name it and claim it business, because we have to have our prayer lives in alignment with what God's will is for us. And honestly, I don't think a Corvette is in my future, anywhere near in my future. Partial trust in God, though, can lead us to inconsistencies in our faith. And this causes us to drift away from God, especially over time, because faith is not only a one-time decision. We all know this, right? It's not just a one-time decision, but it's a daily commitment to trust and follow God. It's crucial that we fully trust God in every area of our lives, surrendering our fears, our worries, and our doubts to Him. And it's only then that we can experience the peace, joy, and hope that comes from trusting in Him completely. Jesus promised that He would answer the prayers of the disciples when they trusted Him fully. And some of us, we want that mountain-moving faith, but we are so out of tune with the Spirit of God that we wouldn't even recognize if the mountain is moved. And I'm preaching to my own heart here. I know that on podcasting, they tell us not to preach, right? But I can't help it. I'm preaching to myself. because I want the Lord to increase my faith. My prayer is that He would help me to trust His plan. His answer is the exact one, right one that I need. The second extraordinary promise to build your prayer life is found in Philippians 4:10 through 20. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and I have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. The promise we can build our prayer lives on in this passage is that God has promised to meet all our needs. Not some of them, not a few of them, but all of them. And that promise is twofold. Paul is speaking in this passage from life experience. And he tells us first, God will provide the strength when we need it, in the volume that we need. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. That is where the secret to His contentment came from, and that is where He found His strength. But secondly, not only do we have the strength that we need, but God will meet all our needs in Jesus, not just some of them, all of them. Paul knew what it meant to be in need, and he also knew that Jesus is all we need. I need to take a break for just a moment to hear a word from our sponsors, but we'll be right back after this message.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thanks so much for listening into that message, and now we'll continue. So we've covered two extraordinary promises from God that will help us build our prayer lives. One is that God will answer our prayers when we trust Him fully. And secondly, God has promised to meet all our needs. Our prayer from that second need could be that we want our desires to match the Lord so that our needs can be matched by Him. And then we find the third promise, this third extraordinary promise that helps us build our prayer lives, connect with God more deeply, and trust Him more fully. It comes from one of my very favorite passages, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I talk about this passage a lot on the podcast because it's just been such a prevalent passage in my life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. This third promise is that God promises and provides guidance when we forget about our ways and lean on His. I think one of the reasons this passage is so dear to my heart is because, to be honest, I am very good at getting lost. I will just be honest about it. My husband knows this. My kids know this. I can miss a road very easily. I can be distracted and miss a road, even though I know where the road is and have been on it a bazillion times. And I use the GPS even to go to places sometimes that I've been to before, just because I don't want to get lost. I want to forget about my way, my thinking, and what's going on in my head. And I want to rely on something else that I know is more reliable, that will not waver, that will not wane. And that is what God's promise gives to me. When I trust Him, I really need this in my life. We need God's guidance because as humans, we are limited in our knowledge, our wisdom, and our understanding. While God is infinite, our minds are finite. They are boxed in. They are significantly measured with parameters and boundaries. We cannot see the future or know what is best for us in every situation. God, on the other hand, is all-knowing, all-wise, and has a perfect plan for our lives. God's guidance gives us direction and purpose. He knows the plans that He has for us, and these plans are for a beautiful future. When we seek God's guidance, then we can know that He will lead us on the right path. And not only will He lead us on the right path, but He will show us every single step. Additionally, God's guidance gives us protection and safety. He warns us of the dangers ahead and helps us avoid them. He comforts us in times of trouble and provides the strength that we need to face the challenges. Ultimately, seeking God's guidance helps us grow in our relationship with Him. As we seek His will, as we learn to trust Him more, as we rely on Him for our needs and draw closer to Him, then we're growing closer to Him in all these ways. We need God's guidance because He knows what is best for us. He gives us direction and purpose. He provides His protection, and this grows our prayer life. Lord, help me trust You. That is my prayer. It's my prayer for myself, and it's my prayer for you today. Help me to trust Your will and Your way, especially when things are going haywire. Three promises, three extraordinary promises that will help you build your prayer life. Number one, that God answers your prayers when you trust Him fully. Number two, that God has promised to meet all of your needs. He is all we need. And God promises guidance, number three, when we forget about our own ways and rely fully and wholly on Him. If you enjoyed today's episode, then you'll enjoy the Praying the Promises digital download journal. The promises we reviewed today are from days 17, 18, and 20. This Praying the Promises journal contains one promise a day to pray, including the passage of the day, a short devo, three short journaling questions about the passage, and then three sections for prayer, praise, and a practical way to implement the promise in your life for that day. To get a free sampler of the journal, get the free Praying the Promises printable with all the scriptures at the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Becca Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.